It's our continuing coverage of Pella girls basketball with head coach Blaine Forsyth snapping a five-game losing streak against Newton 58-50, and definitely not a pretty or perfect game or close to it, but your girls were able to gut it out. They executed very well, in particular in the fourth quarter, to give themselves a little bit of a gap, and then were able to hold off a Newton team that clearly wanted this one. They haven't beat this program for 13 years. This is about as close as Newton has come. One of their better teams that they've had, too, in that stretch. But ultimately, I'm sure your girls just feel good to finally get themselves in the win column again and build some confidence going into the postseason.
Yeah, you know, definitely. I thought we actually got off to a really good start. You know, defensively and with our press and things, and then just kind of got a little too relaxed there in the second quarter. And credit to Newton and Coach Bennett. He does a great job over there. And we knew they were going to be ready to play, and they went on a run there to end the half. And actually took the lead there in the third quarter, and our girls continued to just fight and, you know, continue to claw and get stops on defense. And then we had, I think it was three possessions in a row with threes, all coming off assists. And that was huge for us, and it kind of set the, you know, got our energy back up. And then our girls were able to finish it at the free throw line. And, you know, so like you said, it wasn't exactly how we drew it up, but I'm glad we had this type of game where we had to finish it out there in the fourth quarter.
And again, 26-13 with about 3.5 minutes to play. It felt like the game could go one of two ways. And Newton found something on offense, and then your offense really started to struggle with their zone defense, and that kind of turned into that 11-0 run that turned what could have been what was like night one, where you run away and pull away, into a much closer game. What are the little things that Newton was doing in that zone that seemed to knock you off guard and allowed them to kind of get the ball rolling on their side?
Yeah, you know, we've been really working on being aggressive on the offensive end, you know, attacking and being physical on our drives. And instead of you know, working it around, getting some touches in the middle to create driving opportunities, we were trying to drive a little bit too early, and then we just got a little stagnant on offense. We didn't have people flashing to the middle, and our ball movement. We were moving the ball, but we weren't really moving the defense, and didn't have people flashing to the middle. And you know, I think we need to do a better job of getting some paint touches to our posts, because they're unselfish. They'll kick it out for open threes, or we can get some people diving in the paint. So definitely something to continue to work on. But proud of the way that our girls were able to finish it out.
Well, and a real mental test, right? Because it's one thing to have a really feisty Newton team at home if you've won your last five games or even have won half of them. But you're coming off the toughest stretch you've had of the season by far. And again, this could go multiple two to ways, especially with high school students and the pressure of a full crowd. Obviously, a lot of excitement building in the gym. And credit your girls. They were able to come away with some really big plays, like you mentioned, late third quarter into the fourth. That small momentum back their way, and Newton was never really able to grab it back.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we did yesterday in practice was kind of look at some different things statistically, shot chart. And our third quarters have been really good, and our fourth quarters have not been very good. So for them to just make that intentional effort to make sure that second half was a good second half and to close it out was you know, just says a lot about them. And our girls continue to fight, continue to claw, and continue to come together when things are tough. They've responded really well, and it says a lot about them as basketball players, but more importantly as people.
And a different challenge now as we go into the next 24 hours is it's much less than 24 hours until you play again. Take a long road trip out to Fort Madison coming up here for a Saturday game, a makeup from what we had, one of the few games we've missed all season. And while the game on paper won't be super competitive based on results this season, it's always a tricky turnaround when you go on a long road trip, especially after a very emotionally intense game here tonight.
Yeah, you know, Fort Madison has a lot of experience. They only play about five girls. And they're going to be hungry. They've played us tough the last 2 years, and we expect the same tomorrow. They'll get after it. They're experienced. They won't get rattled by a lot of things. And just really excited for our girls to have another opportunity to play together and continue to build off this win that we got tonight. You know, so long bus trip, but also a chance just to be together and create some memories there. So it should be a fun opportunity for us.
And a quick note, you got to go back in the time machine and become Derek Schulte's assistant for only a moment. How cool cool was it to see the 2021 team and most of the guys back here tonight to be celebrated? 5 years obviously means a lot to those guys. They went from being young men graduating high school to many of them now productive members of our society, and what a special year. Before you put on the head coaching pants, you were an assistant coach for what?
You know, great to honor those players and just that opportunity. And, you know, haven't seen a lot of them for a while. And so just for them to be able to come back, we're going to go get, you know, grab a bite to eat afterwards. Just means a lot of support from, or yeah, a lot of love for those guys. And, you know, I coached a lot of them for 6 years, so it was great to see them and all the things that they're doing. All of them are off to, you know, great careers, great lives after college, or some of them after college, and they're just doing awesome things. And, you know, state championships are fantastic, but to see them doing the things that they're doing now is what really makes this job special.
That's Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team, following a 58-50 win. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, go get some rest, go eat, and then go enjoy the trip to Fort Madison tomorrow.
You bet. Thanks, Andrew.